fucking shit.
Oh, he's still
oh, he killed the bottle. Yo.
It's like, bro, I'm fucking retarded, dog. Like, the stagger, I'm dumb.
What a cunt the fuck are you doing, man? Like,
and that's it. Take two in this motherfucker. All right, so we're gonna do it to fucking do it. All right, what's Cuddy family? Welcome back to another installment of the Tony Talks podcast. My name is Tony, and of course,
four.
You came to hear me talk. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of your favorite podcast. Maybe, I don't know, but we're going to see after the end of this shit. Of course, if we're coming at you with another installment of the Tony Talks podcast, you know we got to be coming at you live from the one and only LMG Studio. But this time, ladies and gentlemen, I know we're going to say we're going to stay home for the holidays. But listen, Thanksgiving's over and Christmas is a couple weeks away, so we decided to go and get away. You feel me?
And get away.
Get away. All right. So we are coming at you live right now from the LMB studio.
Don't forget the getaway car.
You don't forget the getaway car. All right. We gonna motherfucking got it right now. So we coming at you live right now from the LMG studios in, drumroll, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
The motherfucking slums, cuh.
Exactly. In the villas out here, you know, in a fucking secret location, non-disclosed to the general public, but they know Tony Talks out here. Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. We decided to get a little bit of South American with it. Hell, exactly, fool. Hey.
Fucking roof, bitch.
They playing soccer in my backyard. I think I see Messi. You feel me? but no, of course, we're coming at you with another installment of the Tony Talks podcast. Of course, we're back here coming at you. We love it. You love it. So, of course, we got to introduce the motherfucking team, the squad right here, right now, right now. About to bless these fucking mics. Of course, if I'm coming at you with another installment of the Tony Talks podcast, you know I'm going to be coming with the co-hostess with the mostest. He is the unofficial official co-host of the Tony Talks podcast right now. He is literally on the clock slurping the pussy juice as we speak right at the fuck now. He is the hit maker, record breaker. He is the man of the hour, the man with the power. Give it up for the one and only Mr. Mano Me La Doy Con La Otra Pinche Mano, LMNG in this motherfucker.
What's up? That's the Rio de Janeiro.
Rio de Janeiro, you feel me? And of course, you probably heard the voice before we introduced the man, but you know him, you love him. Of course, you can hear him on A Tale of Two Tonys, which we will give you very soon in the not too distant future. Of course, the one and only Mr. The Ambassador of the Bolshita himself. I'm about to fucking chug another one right now. Give it up for the one and only TG Lindo in this bitch.
Como estamos, hermano?
Como estamos? Any y'all know any Portuguese since we're in Rio de Janeiro?
No. Well,
you know Portuguese?
I've never spoken, but when I've heard it, when I've heard people speak it, it sounds very similar to Spanish. They have like similar grammatical structure.
Oh shit, this man getting fucking critical with the language and shit like that. Okay. Okay, I see you, my boy. But
low
no.
Low key, because I've been learning Dutch online.
Dutch?
Watch City of God.
City of God, though. Sick ass fucking movie. You know what's crazy? I remember wanting to show somebody City of God, and they were like, I don't care about, like, this whole fucking story of, like, you know, fucking poor kids doing, like, gang shit. Exactly. I was just like, bro, what are you talking about, bro? Like, this is, yeah, like honestly, like, it's not just the movie where you just see motherfuckers do, like, action and crime shit. It's like, you really see the conditions and the way they live, and then you honestly build that connection of being like, yo, like, I understand why the fuck they're like this. It's like, given their environment, it's like they either have.
And then they use soccer as, like, a distraction. Of that lifestyle,
dude, you know? that soccer shit, dude, is fucking crazy.
It's crazy,
it is, bro. Because like that, they really bleed that sport. You got
they won an Oscar, huh?
What, City of God?
I think it's just
good storytelling.
Yeah, the plot was good.
Plot was good. Story was good. Acting was good. La historia
estaba escrita bien buena, hermano.
¿Qué pasó con ese queso?
Cojo con el jequejo. Yo ya le había dicho a la bichota que me sacara el jequejo, pero la jerota no quijo.
No quijo.
Jesus Christ. We're in the city of God, goddammit. Don't do that to him.
Hey, low key, Brazilian. Females they be something else, bro. They be looking fake, but they're not fake, though.
What do you mean? In terms of how, though?
What do you mean? What I mean?
What you mean? What you mean?
Just Google Brazilian women and you'll know what I mean.
What do you mean Google Brazilian women? Just we've only seen Brazilian women since we fucking been here in Rio de Janeiro. That's what I'm
saying, bro. They're like, they're naturally thick. Están gruesas naturalmente, bro.
Están thick.
Thick.
Se la di.
Y se la...
Y me fui.
Y se la...
Se la di y se la faquí.
Se la qui. You know what's crazy? We're in Rio de Janeiro, but we're actually drinking Mexican drinks right now. We're actually drinking palomas.
A huevo.
A huevo.
Can never forget
they
where
saw,
you're
they
from.
They saw our face and they were like, ah, we know where you're coming from.
Ya sabemos de donde son estos jerotes.
They provided us with some...
They're like, these palomas. Fucking wetbacks.
We're like, yeah, of course these motherfuckers are drinking squirt.
Squirt.
Soda de toronja.
Por squirt.
It's gas, though.
Por squirt, bro.
And you know what this shit right now is the antivirus because as you heard we got new fucking variant
Omnicore though
Omnicore is that what it's called?
I think that's what it's called
Omnicore. No, it sounds like Ultron a little bit. It sounds like Avengers villain, bro.
I posted that shit out this morning.
Bro, that shit sounds like a video game.
Can you give it? Can you give? Yeah, no.
It sounds like a video game graphic.
Hard G coming out right now with the name of this shit because it's like
Omnicron.
Omnicron. It sounds like a fucking Avengers villain, bro. Apparently, we got the Omnicron spreading throughout the goddamn U.S. Everybody and their fucking mama just today was reporting about how, they found the first strand of the Omnicron in fucking California. I was like, hey, are y'all that surprised? Weren't we the front runners of like the highest fucking amounts of cases at one point? So it's like,
LA was the most infected place on the entire earth.
And you know what's funny? Guess where they found the Omicron? In San Francisco.
There's no more hope.
I guess not if they got the Omicron, dude. But that's what I'm saying, though. It's like
I heard that fool's gonna come out in the next Transformers movie.
Who?
The Omicron?
The Omicron?
hey, he's gonna look like a test tube.
Like a test tube?
Like a where you put
like a test tube with bat wings, so you don't forget it's COVID related. You know?
Are you sure this won't give me corona? Nah, this different bat meat. Bro, it's a meme. You haven't seen that shit? It's like I think it's Poison Ivy. I don't know who it is. It looks like she's giving
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. It looks like she's giving Batman head, and he has his hand on her head, and it says, "You sure this won't give me corona?" And he's like, "Nah, this different bat meat."
Okay.
Woo!
Back to corona, I guess. grave, goddamn. Oh, but no, like dead ass though. Like this whole new variant is fucking ridiculous. Like honestly, I feel like, and listen, I'm not out here saying I agree with the conspiracy theorists talking about this some bullshit, but the timing on all of these is a little too precise, bro. It's like COVID happened. Like, next thing you know, next thing you know, they were like, we're going to lean back on the restrictions. Everything's going to go somewhat back to normal. Then, boom, immediately they were like, Delta variant. We got to like fucking do it all over again. And then, like, slowly we start to forget about the Delta variant. You know, we're thinking, okay, if we go into 2022, we'll be a little bit better, which honestly, I feel like that'll happen, man. Cause you know, I feel like what's going on in modern science, bro.
Been going on since 2020. I'm tired. 2020, of this shit,
exactly, bro. We're about to get 2022, and we're still in this bullshit,
bro. They're fucking
like my hopes. Exactly, my hopes is that it's like you know, it'll come through, but not in like a deep
it'll
sense
come
like that.
Through. That's what she said.
I mean, cause think about it. Like in 2021, motherfuckers were really thinking, okay, like we're really getting past this shit. Now we got the fucking Omicron fucking variant and shit like that. So like this really just lets people know, like, bro, like are they gonna continue to just like whip out new variants?
Another variant in the COVID verse.
Yeah, it's just like they're dropping variants, like they're dropping iPhones,
you know what,
bro. Like
you know
a new
crazy,
one every
though?
Fucking year.
That they announce it before the CDC announces it.
Not only that, but it's just like, dude, think
but
about
even then, like the CDC, like it's still
also it, I don't want to get a little I don't want to get a little conspiracy, but notice how lately we've been talking about Joe Biden's presidency. It's the hiked gas prices, the fucking blow to the economy. This man's really taking some fucking heat when it comes to his presidency. And then all of a sudden, there's a new fucking variant of the COVID virus. Listen. I'm not trying to be too conspiracy because I know we're a little bit high in Crossfados, Barbados in this motherfucker. But think about it, man. The timing for these type of things. Because listen, I know for a fact these motherfuckers probably could have fucking discovered the Omicron while they were looking for the Delta. Because at the end of the fucking day, it's like, how you just go
Delta Airlines?
Delta Airlines? Hey. But it's just, I don't know, man. Listen, I know I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. But best I got is a
You're
fucking
not Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, exactly. Well, first of all, fuck that fool. He's a fucking snake.
He's a doctor, bro. He's a doctor.
Yeah, doctor sucking these nuts. Fuck out of here, bro. I'm going to say right here, right now, I don't give a fuck.
He likes pretty
Dr.
huge
Dr. Fauci's a fucking cunt, fool. The man literally was given the responsibility of being the fucking man to run us through this fucking pandemic, and he just out here eating the fucking glitz and glamour, out here making documentaries about himself, trying to bank on that shit, fool, and then talking about, oh, you listen. Like, he's acting like he's the one that makes the rules now because he feels like he's in front of this whole COVID shit, bro. Did you forget that you still have a bunch of Americans and then the government and all this other shit, fool? Like this man is out here, like, the narcissism behind the way he kind of like goes through his position of power, it's just like, I don't know, to me it's kind of sus, bro. And listen, like I said, I'm not a doctor, I'm not an expert, I'm just a motherfucker with a bachelor's in fucking political science, but I'm just saying, I'm calling a spade a motherfucking spade in this motherfucker, bro. It's like they're treating the fucking COVID like the fucking terrorism in America, bro. Think about it, bro. The Taliban, first strand of COVID. COVID-19, Taliban. All right? And then next thing you know, we finish with the Taliban. What happened? Al-Qaeda. Boom. Delta variant.
ISIS.
Yeah. And then we're okay. Okay, Al-Qaeda comes, we kill Osama bin Laden, we think, okay, we're about to be done. And then, boom, Omicron, and then that's ISIS, bro. Now, Omicron is ISIS. Omicron is the ISIS of fucking variants, bro.
Hello, Akbar.
Aloo Akbar. Aloo Ak sneeze in your fucking hands and don't wash.
No wash.
Aloo Akbar. But that's what I'm saying, bro. It's like the order in which everything is happening at the span of right now, dude, it's like, it's too sus, my friend.
Bye-bye.
What? Oh, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on, bro. So you're
going to need Weaver. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. After that extended little breaky right now, we went to the bathroom. We got a couple re-ups. Everything's all Gucci gravy. But we back at it again with another installment of motherfucking Tony Talks Reviews. Movie reviews, that is. Because I saw a little film recently. And by recently, I mean literally Monday of this week. By the name of Ghostbusters Afterlife. Funny story on actually how I ended up seeing Ghostbusters Afterlife, because I was actually planning on seeing House of Gucci, which I still want to go see, but honestly, the timing on these showtimes are fucking ridiculous.
Is Gaga.
Adam Driver, Al Pacino, fucking Jared Leto. Crazy ass cast. Fucking put, what's her name? The one that was in From Dusk Till Dawn. Oh, Salma Hayek. Salma Hayek.
The original Mexican MILF.
Salma Hayek, a baddie. She can get in day of the week. She is well respected in the community. G, your thoughts on Salma Hayek?
She's banking too, because she was just in Internals también.
Yeah, but AG,
she finally
you didn't
got
answer my question
in
though.
Hollywood.
You didn't answer my question though. Honest review on Salma Hayek.
Salma Hayek is pretty bad. She's like one of the baddest ones ever since, like, what was that movie? From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh my God. But anyways, I still want to go see that though. So maybe if we got some time, we go see it sometime in the not too distant future.
Oh, I saw Encanto.
Oh, you did?
It was pretty sick.
All right. So you know what, Tony, you can give your review of Encanto. I'll give my review of Ghostbusters. So I was supposed to go see House of Gucci, but I got out of work and I got to the theater around like 7:30, almost close to 8. And bro, no, actually like 6, close to 7. And then I saw the showtimes, bro. So listen, fucking House of Gucci is like 2 hours and like 36 minutes, bro. Damn, so almost 3 fucking hours.
I don't know.
Exactly. So, bro, the last showtime, bro, 9:35. It's like, no, imagine that. 9:35.
Early as fuck.
The trailers, no, dude, for me, because think about it. The trailers go to like 10 something. So the movie don't really start till about 10 something. And then after that, it's almost 3 hours. So 10, 11, bro, you're getting out of that bitch around midnight, bro. I was like, I got to get up at 5 in the fucking morning, bro. And yeah, you're telling me I got to leave the theater at midnight? So you're only, I like 4 hours of sleep, bro? No, dude. I was like, fuck that. Unfortunately, the showtimes did not have it. But then I was already at the theater. I didn't want to just go back and
defeat. I thought it was on HBO Max.
It's not. I thought so too, but it's not. But fucking, so I was like, but listen, I'm already at the theater. I don't want to take the fucking L. And so I'm just like, well, fuck it. What's playing right now? Because I was thinking about seeing Eternals. I still haven't seen Eternals in theaters. I heard mixed reviews about it, which is why I'm not too crazy about seeing it immediately.
Yeah, I heard Rotten Tomatoes wasn't
too... Wait, you saw Eternals?
Fuck, wait, Eternals?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Man, fuck Rotten Tomatoes. They don't know how to...
All right, you know what? All right, I like that. I like that. You'll give your review of an Encanto, and you'll give a review of Eternals. Ghostbusters. Boom. We got a triple review on this motherfucker, all right?
But three, listen, three.
3-6 Mafia.
On the fucking set, Crip.
And that's on 55th Street. Shout out China 5.
55th Street. Grapevine.
No, but anyways, so I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna go see Ghostbusters. And you know what? Honest to God, bro, out of 10,
6.
No, dead ass, 7.5. Close to an 8, bro. You know why? Listen, I'm gonna keep it simple, and it might sound a little bit insulting, but it's the truth, and this is why I feel like it's a good movie. It's a Ghostbusters sequel that knows that it's late, which is why it's mainly fan service to the original. So this whole movie is like one big member berry nostalgia trip about the old Ghostbusters movie. So the premise of this movie is hold on, give me a second. Yes,
Stranger Things guy,
motherfucking okay, Egon Spengler, one of the original Ghostbusters. He is living in some like buttfuck nowhere town.
Buttfuck nowhere.
Dead ass, like in Oklahoma, buttfuck nowhere town. And okay, so listen, by the way, I'm semi gonna spoil this movie, I guess.
Nah, then don't give the review.
What are you talking about? Okay, fine. Okay, basically, it deals with... Okay, I'll keep it. Try to keep it spoiler-free review. But it basically... Even though this movie's been out for like 2 weeks already. But, so it's basically revolves around Egon Spengler's, like, family. You know? It involves his granddaughter, you know, and grandson and stuff like that.
That was, like, the OG from...
Yeah, yeah. He was the OG Ghostbuster. He like, kind of, like, distanced himself from his family, so he was a total stranger, so they didn't really know much about him. He dies.
He ghosted his family.
He dies, and you know what? I say this... Oh, shit. Pretty much. I don't want to be fucked up, but pretty much. And so, spoiler, but, I mean, it kind of happens in real life. He dies because the original actor died. So they couldn't use him. So basically, in the beginning, they kill him off because it's like they can't use him because he's dead, you know? So after that, it's basically like the estranged family trying to find, like, you know, some remnants of who he was because he was so estranged from his family. And then that leads to the Ghostbusters adventures because his granddaughter kind of takes over and rediscovers things and this like that. So overall, like, the movie, I liked it because, like, it had low-key, like, charm. Like, it was, you know, it had a little charm. It had a little charisma. It was adorable at certain points, you know. It had that, like, old-school Disney Channel movie vibes, you know, when it was, like, entertaining, like, kid stuff. But at the same time, like, they still said, like, asshole shit and all this other stuff. So it was, like, a mixture of, like, both, like, you know, kid-friendly entertainment, but also mixed in with, like, you know, like, the PG-13, close to rated R type of behavior, so it wasn't like overall too campy. PG-13-ish, yeah, because they said shit, asshole, all this other stuff. You know, the dialogue was kind of like, you know, not what you would consider like very G-rated.
Thematic elements.
Yeah, so overall, that kind of give like a good duality, and you know, the effects were good. They even used practical effects for the movie and stuff like that. Hey, chupalo más fucking this sponsor way. But yeah, like, I liked it. A lot of good entertaining scenes. Hopefully not giving too much away, but keep your eye out for the Easter eggs and, like, you know, a lot of what happened from the original, because there's a lot, and when I mean a lot, I mean a lot fucking references and things from the original movie that pop up in this movie.
A lot or a lot?
A lot of things that pop out from the original movie that come back in this movie. It's one big nostalgia trip if you're a Ghostbusters fan. And so you know what?
Weaver comes back?
I'm not going to say nothing, but, you know, I'm not going to say nothing, but all I'm going to say is stay till the end of the credits, too. You know, a little bit, you know, they got a little,
that's when you know, so feeling
they got a little post cred, but nah, post-cred. But low key to BH, bro, compared to like that 2016 all female Ghostbusters, bro, this is a proper, you know what?
The 2016 one felt millennial.
Oh, hell yeah. It was too woke. But not only that, but it's woke. Like, yo, because they were like, oh, like, let's make a Ghostbusters that's like, you know, like.
Inclusive.
Yeah, inclusive. But listen, inclusive. I'm not.
They want equal rights.
And listen. I'm not saying there can't be all females Ghostbusters. If anything, the concept sounds good on paper. It's about execution, and the execution was not done properly. You feel me? I'm not against the concept.
They got too excited and they didn't plan right.
They flew too close to the sun with what they wanted to fucking do in terms of they're taking their little moral majority fucking stake on this type of thing. And it's just like, bro, make an entertaining movie with good characters. And you know what I like about this movie? It was a fun popcorn flick that just had a bunch of Ghostbusters references. And you know what? Given that it's a sequel that takes place years, decades after the original, I'm not really mad about that shit, bro. I'm like, you know what? In terms of what they could do for a Ghostbusters movie, I'm not mad about it. I really am not. So, like, Ghostbusters Afterlife, I give it a 7.5, close to even a borderline 8, but, you know, give
nice,
or take.
Nice.
You know, the way it feels like throughout the years. But compared to the 2016 one, miles ahead of that shit. Good references, entertaining, good cast,
the
and everything.
That 2016? That's when the 2016?
Yeah, the Ogre one happened in 2016, I think.
I thought it was more recent. I don't know. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, yeah. But no, like, definitely, like, was really good. You got a lot of nostalgic references, a lot of OG shit. You know, you got excited about it. They even end with the fucking like original shot, I think, from the original.
Is there gonna be a Stranger Things crossover?
No, even though one of the Stranger Things characters is
have you heard of the Stranger Things? The Stranger Things? Fuck.
The only Stranger Things happening are all these hoes out here.
Stranger Things store?
Oh, yeah.
Bro, that shit's sick. One of my homegirls went, bro.
Where is it at, though?
I think it's in Hollywood or Fairfax. Okay. I think somewhere around there, or in Sunset, I may be mistaken. But in that area of LA.
Talking to Mike.
And she showed me the action figure of the creature that comes out in the form in the first season.
Demogorgon?
Yeah, that shit's like 150. I was like, damn. And it was small, bro. It was like a little smaller than this Smirnoff bottle.
Damn, for 150?
Yeah, bro. What the fuck? Fucking tripping ass motherfuckers over here.
Go cop.
Maybe not that, but they have other shit. They have like apparel and
but
shit.
But is it like an established store or is like limited time they're gonna
do? I think it's limited time. because that's what it said. But it looks like, I don't know, it just looks like a regular like boutique store. But yeah,
no. Let me ask y'all something. Do you think that I could be a Ghostbuster? Do you know why?
If you believe in yourself, yeah.
No. You know why I say I'm a Ghostbuster?
Why?
Because these hoes can ghost me, but I'm gonna still bust in her. You feel me? You feel me? These hoes may ghost me, but I'm gonna still bust in her. You feel me? And then once my ectoplasm runs down their leg, I eat my coom.
This nigga said I'm gonna look ectoplasm.
Yeah, I'm gonna look him dead in the eye. You know what I'm gonna tell him? You know what I'm gonna tell him, bro?
Who you gonna call?
No. You know what I'm gonna tell him? I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
You feel
as
me?
Long as my DNA is in that ghost, it's all Gucci.
When it's something strange,
we're always linked. Whether you're
in your vaginal walls, who you gonna call?
This fat cocker.
Speaking of fat cockers, Ghostbusters 8, 7.5 to 8. We gonna move on. Anyways, moving on to the next one right now. We gonna do something that, you know, is December. First, so we're recording this Wednesday, December 1st, first day of the last
bro, you know
fucking
what you
month of 2021.
You should have played
Wake up. It's the first of the month. Wake up. First of all, I'm gonna get taken out for copyright, but you know what? We can sing it. Wake up. It's the first of the month. Get up. It's the first of the month.
Wake up.
It's the first of the month. Gee, wake up. What?
It's the first
of the month. Yes, Sirski. But no, like, definitely, though, it's the first of the month, December. First day of the last month of 2021. We are in the last lap, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what that fucking means? Spotify finna wrap up our fucking playlist.
As fuck Spotify.
Hey, first of all, hey, chill. First of all, I like how you say you got Apple Music, but my boy ain't got no fucking service on that goddamn phone, bro.
So what?
Need to hit you up on Instagram, my boy.
I still use Apple Music.
But I'm saying, though, like, when you gonna fucking get the goddamn phone set up so that way I can text you and call you instead of just having to danger my Instagram?
No, Key, this shit does have service. The one I have right now.
Let me see. Bullshit, let me see.
I'm dead ass.
I need to see them bars, bro. Oh, shit. What's your number then, my boy? Like, why the fuck can I, like, call or text you, bro? Wait, let me put my number in your shit right now. You call me. You know what? Well, we gonna do a test because his shit got bars. Call my shit.
It's a new phone.
No, his phone.
Or is your
call temporary. My shit? Call my shit right now.
Is your temporary phone?
Look at my phone. Oh shit!
Damn!
Hold on! Wait! Let me pick up! Call again!
You got minutes?
Minutes? What the fuck? What is this? What's this shit?
You on the mic? What's your beef?
Contestale, po.
What's your beef?
I don't know.
What's your beef, fool?
You can't hear me? You can't hear me? Or what?
I think we could talk on the phone.
Nah, it's because you don't have the blue. It's not connected.
Hold the speaker. Talk now.
I can't access my speaker. I don't know why.
Oh, this fool. Hey, but I got your number now, fool. God damn. Listen, because I'm going to keep it a stack, bro. And I'm going to put your business out there. But Tony, for the fucking longest, has never had his phone, like, on service. Every time I got to hit this fool, bro, it always got to be on fucking Instagram, bro. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but he's always...
Because I like to be off the radar.
Off the grid. This fool, my kid. But no, like, I understand, but it's like, my boy, you need to have, like, a network so that way, like, your close ones can, like, get in contact with you because sometimes they do be hard. Oh, shit. Host calling left and right.
Miralo.
Es la morra que tiene la queso. Es la cojita.
Es la bichota.
La bichota.
And this will be having girls just
damn.
Oh yeah, I gotta do what I gotta do. You
know? All right, okay, gotta do what you gotta fucking do. Hey, Tony, can I ask you for a big favor?
What's happening?
Can you re up on my drink? if we go, hey,
that's too big of a
favor. Hey, no, I got you. If you do this for me, bro,
what are you gonna
I'll spot
do?
You on food later.
I was gonna be like, what are you gonna do?
Hey, pause.
As he licks the lollipop.
Lick me like a lollipop.
Careful.
Lick me like a lollipop. Shorty wanna fuck. Bottles in the. Wait, you don't wanna get another drink for yourself?
I still have some.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
Senor Bullshit.
I'm the alcoholic, fool.
I'm driving, that's why.
The mic's not on. Hold on. Talk now?
I'm driving, that's why I can't drink a lot. Tony Talk's podcast is not
driving where? Indoor, we staying indoor, here. We're staying here.
I know, bro. We're staying here, bro.
Tonight, bro. We got the girls coming
exactly.
In.
Exactly. Who we driving for later, fool? Hell yeah. We got the Brazilian thotties coming through. Los Brasileñas, right?
Wait,
what do you call it? That's capoeira in this motherfucker, bro. We about a capoeira our way into the pussy.
Como se llama? Like the girls that be dancing in Brazil? Like them...
On the festivals?
Yeah.
I forgot their names.
They have a specific name.
All my Brazilian listeners out there, can you give us a helping hand if you follow us and hit us up on the messages, helping clarify our ignorance to the Brazilian culture, which we love? That'll be most appreciated. Thank you very much.
It's like, yeah, it's like a specific name to that shit. Let me
see. Coop.
You know, there's this spot in, where's that shit at? Is it in Woodland Hills? I don't know. Point is, there's this restaurant. It's a Brazilian restaurant. You could get all you can eat.
How How the fuck you ran out of squirt? All right, what's in the... we got Sprite in the fridge? Yeah. Hit me with the Sprite. All right.
All right, anyway.
Bexy.
So there's this Brazilian restaurant, right? You get all you can eat meat. Like,
oh, it's a Brazilian steakhouse?
Yes.
Where at?
Fuck, I forgot where the fuck is that.
It's in like DTLA, K-Town kind of?
It's back home. It's back home. But
I know, in L.A. Wait, it's in L.A.
I think that's who set the name.
What?
Fogo de Chao. That's one of them.
I think we were talking about, because I had a friend that used to work in a Brazilian steakhouse like that back in L.A.
That shit is bomb. Like, So it's a little pricey, but I mean it's a meat though, and it's all you can eat. So it's worth it. I mean, you just gotta go.
Bring you the shit.
You just gotta go there hungry, and it's worth it. And then they have the Brazilian dancers there too. They do like a whole.
I'm back, whore.
They do a whole number there, so you're eating, and then you have this light in the middle of your table, and you could turn it on and off. So as long as it stays green, the servers know that you're still eating, and then when you turn it off, it turns red. Then that means that you're done. So as long as it's green, the servers keep coming around, serving you whatever the meat is on the menu, and then they also on top of that, they have another buffet, like our buffet.
Buffet.
And then they have like sushi and all this other shit. That shit's bomb though. We gotta try the food out here though.
Definitely. I mean, we had the local street food, which has been very fucking good. A lot of plátano. Brazilians like to serve the plátano. You know? But no, definitely. That sounds fucking bomb as fucking. You know what? That's what I like about us, how we always try to discover new spots. Because sometimes people be keeping this shit on the low. They'd be like, oh, like, where's that spot at? They'd be like, don't worry about it. Don't trip.
Oh, I know.
I'm like, bro. I'd
be like, oh, bro, this is the last plate. Like, they closed
down. Yeah, like, they closed down. They closed down. Like,
you don't even own that shit.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, listen, I'm not trying to burn it out, but I just want to get a plate too, my boy. Like, this is how businesses die out. Too many people want to be in the cloud shit that they're just like, oh, I don't want to let nobody else know about this shit, bro. I'm like, come on, dog. We out here trying to support, man. Like, low-key, that one spot you told me to you want to go to for your birthday weekend, Burger She Wrote.
How was that at?
Fire. Oh.
It's Wagyu, the best beef, bro.
What time do they close?
9:30, I think.
Oh, never mind. I was about to say, we can go right now, but...
No.
It's
just fire.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, bro, that...
Bro, it's like the first time in my life...
Whoa. What'd you say, G?
Fat Sal's.
You're not down, fool.
I'm down. Last time, I didn't do it right. I just got fries last time.
Are you down, fool?
I have shit to do after. That's why.
Fat Sal's Brazil.
You gotta do something after this?
Yeah.
Oh snap, man. Okay.
Bro, like, I didn't even know they had a Fat Sal's out here.
Well, listen, if fucking Tony gotta do something else, you down to go?
I'm down.
Alright, there you go, bro. Alright, we got Pilates though. Fat Sally's after this shit, my boy. But you know what?
Fat Sal's Brazil.
Fat Sal's Brazil. No, bro, you don't understand. Listen,
the bread is gonna look like a banana.
You know what's crazy? The Tony Talks perks out here when we have the LMG Studios is we can have food flown in.
Oh yeah, direct. Bro, that shit's sick, dude.
Direct, like, you know those care packages in fucking Call of Duty. We do the same thing but with food, bro. Yeah. But like, hey, I want Chick-fil-A. They'd be like, psh,
boom. Hey, don't forget the fucking Polynesian sauce, or else you're just gonna fucking fly back to the U.S. Not on a Sunday though, and then come back.
Not on a Sunday because it's the Lord's Day. Okay.
It's
the
Lord's Day,
right? That's what we're about to do right now. We're about to call it the Fat Sauce Care Package right now to fucking Rio de Janeiro. It's about to be fucking lit.
And it already has to be power move, nigga.
Speaking of lit, listen, since you got fucking Apple Music and you want to be a little whatever, G,
what the fuck?
You and me, you got Spotify?
Yep.
Did you do the wrap up?
How do you even do that shit?
Hey, bro, did you forget to put your Urban Dictionary name too?
Suck my dick. No. Spence, you know what's crazy? No. Because motherfuckers are just like, oh.
Yeah, yes.
So we can do Spotify end of the year wrap-ups, but we can't do fucking Urban Dictionary? Yes. You know why? Because I like the wrap-up because you know why? I am very fascinated. Because
you like to wrap it up.
No. Not only that, but I'm also very interested in people's music taste and what they listen to, bro. Mm-hmm. I feel like that really does tell somebody about somebody's character because a lot of the times, bro, I literally have like met and bonded with people by starting talking about music.
Yeah.
Like, we could be complete strangers, mm-hmm. but if you both like the same band, the same song or whatever, we can start with that and then build that connection right then and there. Yeah. Like, when I was at the Suicide Boys concert in line, I went by myself. I made friends in the line because we were talking about what? The music.
Bro, it's
because,
like, music is a universal language. Music brings people together just like any other art form. Like, that's why are we all creators for that same... I mean, at least me personally... That's why I love art, because it's a universal
Which,
language.
By the way, my boy Element G just dropped a fire-ass little trackie, though.
Fire.
Talk about that, though, my boy, real quick, on the fly. Yeah. The low key? Hey, send me the audio for that. I'll make that the outro, my boy. I will make that the outro.
Yeah, I wasn't even ready for that one.
No, hey. Guard, but, no, because, hey, you know what? That's just gas, bro. It's gas. Talk about it right quick, though. Hold on. I'm sorry to put you on the spot, my boy, but low key, you know what? That notch you reminded me, though. That shit you put on the fucking Grammy, though. Are you grateful? You thankful? Talk about it, G.
Grateful. Thankful. Well, I mean, I was supposed to, like, drop that shit in Thanksgiving. I mean, as you know, like, I don't consider myself, like, no rapper, none of that shit. Like, I just do music because I like to do that shit.
Hey, he's your trapper favorite rapper. Rapper's favorite trapper, you feel me?
And I just be dropping shit like randomly whenever I have time. I record it, and I mean, I'll be writing shit. So I was supposed to drop it.
G's the next MF Doom, just dropping shit when he feels like
it. So then after, I mean, Thanksgiving, I kind of like give y'all like a little preview. I what do you call it? I took a picture and then I put like a little quote from the song. And then probably like 2 days later, I finished up. Well, I recorded the song and then I just kind of finished it up. And I do my own little mixing and shit. It might not be like the most professional shit. I mean, I'm not a real.
Hey, listen, don't discredit yourself, because listen, the way you fucking make pasta sound fucking gas, yeah, homie, you got the ability to
fucking. I mean, it's my style, you know, more grungy-ish, less production value, but whatever.
No, because I got to.
Like, you cook it. Like, how is it going to sound like gas?
No, because.
I'm just kidding, Brian.
Yeah, I know, I have a track called pasta.
No, it was already cracked.
All right, but yeah, like, so then I wrote it, I recorded it in one day, and then, like, yeah, and I just put that shit out.
Was it one take or no?
No, it was a couple takes. It was a couple takes.
All right, G's humble. He's like, listen, I'm on Mr. One Take, but listen, you give me some tries, I'll make this shit sound like gas, which it was.
But yeah, I mean, at the end, I was happy with how it came out. I could have kept working on it more, but I was like, nah, I just don't want to delay it any longer. So I just, you know, I just released it how it was. And, you know, my family listened to it. Everybody else, I sent it to y'all. Appreciate all the love. And yeah, I mean, hopefully y'all check it out.
Somewhere. Hell yeah.
It's not my personal.
We gon' outro this shit with a song, so just definitely send me the fucking link to that shit or send me the fucking audio track.
I got you.
But let me ask you this, G. I know we still got a couple more fucking days for 2021 to still last and still be here. You just dropped some heat for the fucking Thanksgiving. You gonna drop something for the Christmas? You got anything coming up before the year ends, though? Like, yeah, like maybe something in the works in the moment?
Yeah, I was actually thinking about dropping something in New Year's, because I think it was like 3 years ago, I dropped one. And I was supposed to drop one to the fall, because I wanted to do it consecutively.
Let's drop a track New Year's. Drop yours, and then you and me just do a track where we're just... And then maybe fucking Tony, too. Just going stupid, bro. Like some, like, trap, ignis shit, just fucking getting it lit. Let's say we do this, like, after we fucking party before the New Year's. Got a couple Henny shots in us, bro. We got the mics rolling. We got a beat that we just took from somebody's fucking SoundCloud and just fucking going crazy, bro.
I'm down. No, but yeah, like I was, like I said, 2 years, no, 3 years ago, I was trying to do it consecutively. 2019, I was going to do one. And then I was going to do one. Well, last year, I think I did do one, actually. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. Yeah.
Right, so I dropped that one. And then this year, I'm thinking about doing another one. I just got to, you know, find the time to record that shit and write it. And hopefully
call it still blessed, not stressed. You feel me?
Yeah, we'll see. I'll keep y'all posted.
Yeah, even though low-key we are kind of stressed because work God is going retarded.
Always.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I feel like definitely for the end of the year, I feel like that's when work really tries to, like, fucking push us to the point, because it's just like, you, my boy, you've been busy, bro. Like, you used to be all about the party scene. You be out here posting stories, being out and about into this madre, and now you out here literally having your laptop right in front of you as we record this, trying to keep an eye out on uploads for work deadlines, and it's just like,
yeah, it's because what it is, people, like, everybody's taking vacation now, so we gotta kind of like pick up the slack of everybody who's not here, and then just last minute.
Hey, listen, I'm gonna keep it a stack, bro. This is gonna sound like a hot take, bro, but fuck those people that just be going on vacation and just leaving people high and dry. Like, for me, if I'm gonna go on vacay, bro, I'm gonna make sure, like, my work gets spread to a point where it doesn't become a burden to people. You know, I try to make it easy for people, because, like, what I do involves, like, I'm not saying it's like a hard job, but it does involve like a matter of consistency and being like on top of deadlines. You don't want to get behind on your work because, you know, the work you do really affects the productivity of what we do in the office. So if I were to ever go on vacation, I was like, I'm not going to leave till I know like there's a system in place, at least temporarily, that can do what I do. So make sure that the productivity isn't halted, because I know for a fact if that's the case, the minute I come back, it's going to be a fucking shit storm of work and yada, yada, yada and stuff. Like, I'm not trying to do all that. So I'm always trying to get myself prepared for what's to come, because, or at least if I can control what is to come, I can try. Pause. you know, I can try to make that happen.
Control it.
Yeah. What about you, Tony?
Edge.
I feel like you're just kind of chilling because, like, in your line of work, you kind of already, it's very set in stone what you do, you know? You fix cars, homie.
It is, for the most part, it is set in stone, but when it's a big project, like, my bad. When it's not just simple remove and replace, like, you're installing new shit or you're, you know, like, you know, just modifying a body or whatever, because that's what I do, bro. Like, when people ask me what I do, I used to say that I was a mechanic. I don't say that no more. When people ask me what I do, I tell them that I fix, build, and destroy cars. Because that's what I do. Like, some cars that come to the shop, they're all destroyed and shit. And we part them out. And we sell, like, the shell to, like, junkyards and shit. And, like, you know, you make money off of that. And you also build cars. Like, you buy shells. Like, it's basically, like, the innermost metal, like the chassis part of a car from a junkyard, and
you metal.
You build it up, and like just simple fixes, you know. But yeah, like it, like how you said, you can't get behind in your work because then it gets like it affects the productivity.
For sure. Hey, I'm gonna ask y'all a series of questions. Y'all ready? Okay. Hey, everybody, would you rather go to the grocery store in your underwear or go to the beach nude? I say grocery in my underwear.
Same.
Yeah. Because I got boxers on, so it'll probably.
Okay, I'd rather go to the beach.
Really? Because yeah. You know what? I feel like if I were to go to the beach,
I pack heat. I feel like,
shit.
Not just anybody's worthy to see all this, you know?
Yeah. Also, I feel like, if, like, bro, I'm in the grocery store, bro. Like, I could just be like, hey, I'm from Florida. You know?
Cause I'm an island boy.
I'm an island boy.
Just trying to make it. Cause I'm an island boy.
Alright, would you rather have average sex every day for the rest of your life or great sex once a year for the rest of your life?
Oh my god.
Average.
Because I'm all about consistency, bro. Because you know what's funny? I feel like the
Five minutes or less.
I'm going to keep it a stack, bro. And this is a very, I feel like this is a very manly thought. I feel like the only one that's going to think it's average is going to be the lady. Because men, we're like, hey, listen, we bust a nut.
We
mission think, accomplished. Yeah. Mission accomplished, baby. All right.
Yeah, but females usually take a while to bust their nut and go, ah.
Como?
Would you rather lick someone's eyeball or suck someone's toes? Suck toes. I sucked toes before and I love that shit, so I'm not even.
Because like you don't.
It depends.
So different parts of the body. That's why, like if you lick it, you could get an infection, or you could give that person an infection.
Oh, this was a nice one. This is a fucked up one. Would you rather see your parents have sex or have your parents watch you have sex?
Watch my parents me have sex.
What?
Yeah, bro. I would never want to see my parents have sex, because think about it. Like if they see me having sex, probably they're just gonna see like my back, and they're just gonna see my hips putting in work. I'm gonna hear the door open, and I'm gonna hear the voices, and I'm not gonna stop. I'm gonna continue. I'm gonna be like, mind your own motherfucking business.
Hey yo.
That as my mom has caught me.
I'm gonna keep it a stack.
My mom has caught me fucking.
I'm gonna keep it a stack of 100, and let me finish. I'm gonna keep it a stack of 100. I rather watch my parents. Because listen. Hey, yo, listen. Listen. You know why?
You just go too hard for your
parents. No. I've already walked in on them once. So it's just like, at the end of the fucking day, it's kind of like just that. Just being like, oh,
are
shit.
Are you okay, bro?
And then back up. No, of course I am. You know, it happens. Oh. I don't want to put their business out there like that. But at the end of the fucking day, it's just like, you know, unfortunately, I've gone through that because, you know, it happens. So I'm just like, I'd rather just go through that again.
I would have moved out.
Nigga, I was fucking 12, so. Oh. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But listen. That's what I'm saying.
You probably don't remember it.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. If I were to just do that again one more time, that's fine. Because, like, so I said, it came and went. No.
It came and went.
Bro, I cannot, like, just hypothetically speaking, I would not be able to live with myself in that same household.
Because either way, both options are fucked, bro.
That's all you're hearing. That's my parents, bro.
But at the end of the fucking day, though, it's like now you're clapping cheeks, and then you go look to the side and you see your parents, bro. Like, that's still uncomfortable, too.
It's uncomfortable, bro.
That's
what it is,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I think it's.
You say that now, bro, but if you're in the heat of the moment, bro.
Bro, that shit was grave. Like, she was pretzeled. Like, I was pretzeling her. And I'm just like hitting it grave at an angle. You just see me all stretched out.
No, but let me ask you this though, because think about it. Because you know why? Also too.
What's your dad like, say? This is mijo.
Because
he turned around like quick, like my mom was there just staring.
No, because you know what else too? It's like
she was like, "Qué es eso?"
You know why? You know why? Also too, that's not that weird. It's because my option too, it's like. Bro, you're alive.
She was pretty.
You're alive. You're alive, right? You're alive. You're alive.
Stomach.
Are you alive?
Yeah.
Are you alive? Yeah. Which means we already know.
I'm alive because of what they did.
Exactly. So we already know our parents' bone.
Yeah, but
so
I don't
it's not
see
like
that
we're
shit.
Fucking like no. But that's the thing, though. It's like. I know for a fact. I'm gonna keep it a stack. I know for a fact if I were to fuck and they're watching me, bro, I'm not gonna keep a heart on. I'm not, bro, because it's like I don't want them there.
If I would witness that, I probably wouldn't want to have sex again.
Exactly. That would fuck up your sexual experience. I'm like, listen, like I've walked into them like having that once. I know they do it. I'm not fucking retarded. Why do you think I'm born right now? So it's like, fuck it, let them do their thing, and then that way I can still have a peace of mind. Because yeah, doing that with them too, like I feel like yeah, that's a whole psychological fuck up right there that you're not trying to really get involved with, you know?
Yeah.
All right, next question. Would you rather your neighbors see your genitals or accidentally send a nude to your relatives?
Oh, I don't mind if my neighbors see
it. Yeah, same neighbors.
I don't mind it.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have been looking in the first
place.
It's probably even flaccid. Like, yeah, what is what it is. You
know? All right, would you rather be great at sex and have a bad body figure or be bad at sex and have a great body figure? Good at sex.
Yeah.
Cause I do care about my image right now.
I stay
but that's
fucking,
only that's only
bro,
because
I stay piping, bro.
Exactly. Like, I only care about my.
When you're a gut wrencher, it feels bomb, bro.
Oh shit! Okay, this man excavating in them guts. But no, I'm saying because I have like I try to keep like a proper like you know body and workout and stuff like that because of the cardio to be good at sex. But if I can have the same quality and be fat, should I? Because I'm a fucking fatty underneath, bro. I'll eat anything.
At the end of the day, that's why they still come back.
Yeah. Because like, when you're gordito, when you're thick, that shit's thick, too.
Hey,
like a beer can.
Hey, fellas. Would you rather lick peanut butter off your best friend's nipples or have your pet lick peanut butter off your nipples?
Lick peanut butter off my best friend's nipples.
Either way is fine.
Nah. My dog. Because my dog's an animal. They're not going to remember this shit. My best friend will.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
My best friend will.
I changed my answer.
Man, I don't mind me. Half a henny. Who cares? Who cares?
Female or male. Or maybe both.
Would you rather have an orgy with complete strangers or have sex with all your exes?
Wait. What was the first part?
Would you rather have an orgy with complete strangers or have sex with all your exes?
I think
sex
with the exes. Either or.
Exes. You know why? Because I already know them. Yeah, I don't know strangers.
I don't know.
Would you rather cheat on your partner and be caught, or be cheated on and never be told?
Shit.
Damn.
I would rather cheat and get caught. Because you know why? The truth's out there. I don't like the fact of knowing that the truth's not going to be out there, you know?
True.
You feel me? Selfish answer, but I'm going to be honest, you know?
Damn, I don't know. I'm broken between them.
I mean, but at the same time, if you don't know, and then...
But the thing is that I always know, though. Like, I'm dead ass, bro. Like, I've been saying that a lot. Like,
gut feeling.
I've gone through a lot of shit in my life, bro, where, like, the person doesn't even have to be in front of me.
Oh,
and I'm already sensing vibes.
This one's fucking funny.
You know,
if I were to tell you my story, bro, like, my gut feelings have always been right.
Wait, do you want to tell your story?
Like, it's an instinct. You can't shake that.
I probably have told you, but. I mean, without burning the person out. Long story short, they used to work somewhere, and then you know I always suspected, you know I always had a gut feeling about the person and you know somebody at work, and then eventually fast forward to years later, they end up being together, and then so my gut feelings were always right. Now they have like they live together and all this shit, so.
Yeah. Grave.
Yeah, like my it's like a sixth sense if you say it. You're never wrong on that shit.
I see that people. I see that pussy. All right, next question. And this is a funny one. Would you rather get slapped in the face every time you thought about sex or sneeze continuously while having sex?
Get slapped in the face every time I'm thinking about sex.
Cuz I can't do that, bro.
Yeah, how the fuck are you gonna be like,
I'm be like, oh baby, I'm gonna come. Oh fuck, I wasted a cum shot.
Omicron.
Hell yeah. I'd rather get slapped in the face because you know what? It might turn me on even more. Ayo.
How the fuck are you gonna thrust and sneeze, bro? That makes
sense. Oh.
Threes.
Would you rather have pubic hair that grows 5 times as fast? Or have a micro penis.
Damn.
Pubic hair. I don't care. Listen, I'm gonna keep it a stack.
I'll buy a Norco Phillips.
Yeah, exactly. I'll look at the girl and be like, listen, I wanna fuck, but I'm gonna keep it a stack. My hair is gigantic. Give me like 20 minutes to shave this off and we'll get it on right now.
Nah, like 5 with Nair.
Oh, with Nair. With Nair, yeah.
And you gotta put coconut oil afterwards though, cause otherwise that shit'll burn like a
bro. Moment. Just laser surgery.
Laser eye center.
Would you rather be caught having sex at your workplace or have your boss knowingly watch you have sex? Would you rather be caught having sex at the workplace, or would you rather have your boss knowingly have you watch you have sex?
Nah, get caught at the
workplace. Yeah, get caught at the workplace.
Boss watching, that's weird.
He was probably gonna be beating it. He's like, damn, I didn't know he could do all that. I don't pay him to do that.
It's working out.
Oh, would you rather have sex with Queen Elizabeth or Hillary Clinton?
Hillary Clinton.
Queen Elizabeth. Royal
Clinton.
Pussy.
Clinton, so she could get
Elizabeth.
She's
royal
gonna be
pussy.
Sending emails so about it after though.
She can avenge her.
Hey, she's gonna be hiding the emails about it after though. Fuck it, Bill did it.
All American over here.
Hey, Bill did it. I'll only have oral sex with her.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Monica Lewinsky.
You know that shit was a lie.
That fool clap cheeks, bro. Come on. It was Lewinsky.
Ask that fool again.
Ask him again.
He's not a president no more. He's not going to lie.
He's not under oath anymore.
Would you rather masturbate every day for the rest of your life or never be able to masturbate again?
Masturbate for the rest of my life.
True.
Bro, I basically do every day.
Same.
It's healthy. Got to release a poison, you know?
Hold up.
Not halal yukes.
Would you rather bring another person in bed or cheat on them?
Wait, what?
Would you rather bring another person in bed or cheat on them?
I don't understand that question.
As in, if you're in a relationship, would you rather bring another person in the sack or would you just cheat on them?
Oh my god, that's hard.
Bring another person if they're open. If they're open to that shit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I've never cheated. I wouldn't.
Yeah, me neither, Loki.
Hit me up on Chispa.
Chispa.
We're looking for that sponsorship.
Oh, damn. Already? For Chispa? Chispa should the sponsor.
Chispa de Oro.
I'm saying, bro, like we've mentioned them like almost every third, fourth episode.
There's a restaurant in my hood called Chispa de Oro. That's just fire. Deadass.
Gotta hit it up.
Would you rather give up meat or give up fruit?
Oh.
Fruit.
Meat.
I need meat. Pause. Pause.
I know. Pause. You know you do. Nah, I give up.
Pause.
I could get protein and like all the nutritional value and content from meat from different sources. I don't think I could ever give up fruit.
Nah, yeah. I need that sweetness.
I love fruit, bro.
I love mango.
Would you rather be incredibly rich but have a bad reputation or be liked by everyone but be forever poor?
Oh, fuck. Incredibly rich. Incredibly rich. Bad reputation. I already do. I already have a bad rap already. Niggas always hating, nigga.
Let me see. Fuck. Sorry, it was getting
on some... Donnie.
Hold on, Donnie. Okay. Would you rather live out of your car or live on a boat?
In a boat.
On a boat?
In a boat.
Can you
with some hoes?
You know what's funny? I wouldn't really do boat. You know why I wouldn't do boat?
Do you in the so bottom nice. While you drink sangria? Nachos. Let me hit some old ass boat.
Okay. But the reason why I wouldn't say boat is because I don't like the way the boat rocks. If you're on the sea, you're just like, oh.
Hey, Florida man claims he only drank at stoplights and not while driving. Bro, it had to be a Florida man.
Oh, I got one. Would you rather have a one-night stand with somebody really attractive or someone really skilled in bed?
Really attractive. Skilled.
Attractive.
Because for me to be into it, like, I mean, I have to be attracted to
him. Would you rather have the lights on or off during foreplay? On?
Floorplay?
Foreplay. They can stay on.
Yeah. It's candlelight, that bitch.
They said, would you rather finger or be fingered under the table or be busy at a restaurant or under the table at your parents' place?
Wait.
So would you rather finger your broad at a restaurant or at your parents' place?
At a restaurant.
Why not your parents' place?
Like, oh, without my parents being there?
Well, they're there, but you would think the excitement would come off the fact of you being like, oh, we're in a very secluded area and, you know, it's secretive and whatnot.
Either way, either or.
All right, let me ask you this. Would you rather sit on a cake and eat dick or sit on a dick and eat cake?
Wait, what?
Would you rather sit on cake and eat dick or sit on dick and eat cake?
I think it's the final countdown.
Exactly.
Wait, it's repeat. The final hey, countdown.
Repeat that again?
Would you rather sit on a cake and eat dick or would you rather sit on a dick and eat cake?
Sit on a cake and eat dick.
The man that does the O's.
Loki.
Bro, think about it. Why, would you sit on dick and eat cake? would you sit on a cock while you're eating cake?
Like, I don't want to sit on it. I want to eat that shit.
Eat dick?
I'm responding to your question. You said, would you rather sit on a dick and eat cake or sit on a cake and eat dick? And I'm all like, I'd rather sit on the cake. I don't want to sit on a dick.
But you eat the dick though.
Yeah, but you're sitting on a dick though. So,
Let me ask you this.
You'd sit on a dick, huh?
Listen, if it takes from LA to Long Beach 30 minutes and she drives at 60 miles per hour,
I'll sit on that dick.
How come she ain't called me yet, bro?
Bro, there could be a strap on. If it's a woman, I'll sit on it.
Whoa! Oh,
pause.
Pause.
Pause. This was like that. Hey, should that shit could be a BBC. A BBC strap on it now. Still, I'll still invite.
You know what? That's very progressive of you, G. Because you know what? You're just
that's
like,
very
listen,
woke of you.
Listen,
sir.
Listen. If homegirl brought the strap on and she said, listen, sit on it for a bit and then I'll let you pipe, I can see why you did it. So you know what? I'm not going to blame you on that. You do what you got to do.
No dick is ever going to go in my mouth.
Oh, man said, put it in my ass, but don't put it in my mouth.
I don't know, bro.
She said, put it in my ass. Not my mouth, though.
Nah, if it's a girl, I'll consider it. I'll see.
Wait, a girl with a strap on or a girl with a dick? Because a girl with a dick is transvestite, homie.
So what would you do, Tony? You sit on the dick and eat cake or sit on a cake and eat dick?
Sit on a cake and eat dick. I'm not going to sit on a dick, fool. My ass is going to fucking strain for him. I'm just like, you know what, fuck it. I can mouthwash my shit the fucking dick.
Like, your shit could rupture, bro. Ours isn't capable like a female's.
Yeah. I like how it goes right into the rupture and being like, listen, we can't have a dick up our asses because our assholes are fucking stuck.
If you get fissures or something, you know, and every time you shit, you hear something pop down there and you bleed. Come on, my boy. Hell no.
I would not put a dick in my mouth.
No dick in my ass. Only
pause. Hey, yo. We've reached the 1 hour mark, so you know we just gonna end it here, ladies and gentlemen. This has been another installment.
Dick talk, man.
Yeah. Oh my god. This has been another installment of the Tony Sauce Podcast. My name is Tony, and of course, I want to thank you for joining us once again on this Tony Favorite Podcast. Maybe, of course, you can follow myself at Tony Talks PC and my personal at Tony _ with bad luck. You can follow the boy LMG.
I feel like if you get dick in your ass, you're a sub.
Shut the fuck up! I'm trying to plug the shit. All right, you can follow the boy LMG at LMNG Media on Instagram. His personal is Heda.DeJesus. You can follow the boy TG Lindo at Psychedelic_Junkie666, like the fucking number of the beast. And so this has been another installment of Tony Talks Podcast. These fools are trying to dig fucking synthetic dick in the culo. But, you know, this has been another installment of Tony Talks Podcast with Tony and
grade silicone Tony.
And
G.
Reminding you, stay safe, stay beautiful, and most importantly,
and never take a dick in the ass.
There you go. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.